I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 968. By the way, I forgive you. The hurts and pains of life have been horrible. Sometimes, maybe for you, even unspeakable. And no, you did not ask for them, you did not deserve them, and you definitely wouldn't want to relive them, but they're there anyway. And maybe, maybe behind them is a beautiful truth that we can look at today. Those bad times helped shape you into the strong, determined, grounded person that you are today. Without the storms, the roots of the tree don't need to go very deep. Your storms have sent your roots deep into the soil of grace and truth and love and hopefully even forgiveness. Let's talk about that today. This podcast, T2G, is about loving God and loving others. Sometimes it's difficult to love when we're holding on to unforgiveness. Music is such a powerful medium for us. Quicker than anything, music stirs up our emotions. It fires up our memories and motives. And it causes us to think and move and do. There's a song that talks about how songs do that. It's titled "Every Time I Hear a Song" by Brandi Carlile. Now, it's a sad song about a person who's been hurt and hurt bad by somebody else. She gave her all to another person and was treated poorly. But now she's stronger for it. And she realizes in a weird way, she wouldn't be who she is today if those hard times had never come. Part of the lyrics go like this. A love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad because it made me think of you. And I wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care because I gave you all I had and I got the worst of you. And then the songwriter gives us these grace-filled, almost forward-looking words. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found. That refrain is repeated throughout the song. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found. I couldn't help but think about the pain in my life and yours, people who have hurt us and know we didn't ask for it and don't want to relive it. But, can we see any way that God redeemed it? He used it to form us into the people that we are today. And let me take it one step further. Could you ever see yourself actually thankful for it? Because you wouldn't be you without it? Job said, "But he knows the way I take. When he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold." The psalmist wrote, "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." And in Romans chapter 8, you might just read that whole chapter as part of your devotion today. Romans 8. There's a long list of things that goes wrong. And Paul reminds us that all things work together for good. Now, that doesn't mean all things are good. But God can use even the bad things to make us more like Jesus. And then he tells us nothing can separate us from his love. Here's the great question. What's the greatest example of pain that you've experienced that's been used to make you into the person you are today? Can you give thanks for that? I love this prayer from prayerforanxiety.com. O blessed Lord, you revealed to my heart your teachings. You give me strength I never knew I had. You lifted up this broken child and put me on my feet. Your peace pours out over me from the sacred wounds of Christ. When the enemy rises up, you cast him far from me. For all this and more, I thank you, O loving Lord. Your abundant grace and mercy fill my heart with joy. You are so good to me. In the Lord Jesus Christ, I find my deepest meaning. I know that I am loved, and with your Spirit alive in me, I can love others more and more. This world may be in turmoil, but I know for sure that I am your child, forever free in the grace of God, and there I am home. Thank you, blessed Lord, for life and for love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 969, and in the meantime, I don't know why songs have so much power over us, but they do. Some songs remind us of great joy and others of deep pain. Today there might be a person who has hurt you in the past, and you don't want to excuse their action. You don't want to minimize the sin. But maybe you can say with the songwriter, "By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found."